One of the most impactful shifts you can make is from the idea that you have to do these things to the idea that you want to do these things. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, a mini series that airs between our full length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you reconnect in the midst of your busy life and all your competing priorities to how you want to show up today and what you can do today to move in the direction of your goals. I got a message from a client who's doing really great work. She's made really positive changes, but she said every day sort of feels like rushing through this list. I have to do this. I have to get these steps. I have to eat this protein. I've got to write everything down. I've got to get in bed by this time. I'm trying to do my stretching. I've got to lift weights. And she's hesitant to add more, even though she's been consistent, because it's just one more thing that she has to do. And I told her, more than anything related to your capacity and your bandwidth, the area to work on is your perspective. These aren't things you have to do. You absolutely don't have to do them. You get to do them because they benefit you in significant ways. And the sort of step beyond, I get to do this, I get to take care of myself in this way, not everybody gets that opportunity, is getting to yourself to a place where you want to do those things. It is much harder for me to work out consistently when I view it as something I have to do. I have to make time for it. I have to get sweaty. I have to push hard. When I got to the point where I wanted to do it, it's the best time of my day when I'm out of my head and into my body and thinking about the good things that are happening for my body and the amazing endorphin rush that I have afterwards. I want to work out. I want to write down my goals. I don't have to do it. I want to do it because I love getting my mind fixed on what I'm working to create and why, and getting excited about that. That feels so good. That feels better than like, what are we having for dinner tonight? The energy of it is so much more positive and more encouraging. I want to do it. So there's three progressions of this. There's I have to do this. There's the I get to do this. You know, I think about my house and sometimes feeling like I have to clean the kitchen. I don't. There's lots of people that have trashed, messy kitchens out there. But having a home with a kitchen to clean is something that I wanted when I lived in an apartment. The kitchen that I have now, the home that I have now, would have been a dream then. Maybe it would have been a dream for you when you were living under your parents' roof to have this place of your own. Whatever it is, I get to. And as you solidify that perspective, you can move to, I want to. And that takes work, but it's a powerful shift that's worth your effort. I want to do this. See you tomorrow.